The World This Week, Politics.
An 18-year-old gunman murdered 19 young children and two adults at a school in Uvalde, Texas. After a standoff with law enforcement officers, he was shot dead by a Border Patrol agent. Parents were asked to provide DNA samples to help identify the children's bodies. The perpetrator had a semi-automatic rifle and wore body armor, as did the gunman who shot and killed 10 black people at a supermarket in Buffalo on May 14th. It was the worst school shooting in America since the Sandy Hook massacre in 2012. The FBI reported this week that the number of active shooter incidents, not counting episodes of gang violence or domestic disputes, rose by more than 50% last year to 61. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, came under pressure to improve safety on the city's subway system and throughout the city generally after a Goldman Sachs worker was shot dead on a train in a seemingly chance encounter. The alleged killer is a gang member with a lengthy criminal record. Donald Trump's candidate in the Republican primary for governor of Georgia was roundly defeated. Mr. Trump wanted to oust Brian Kemp as governor in the primary as revenge for his refusal to overturn the presidential election result in the state in 2020. Mr. Trump's wild notion that the election was stolen rests in large part on losing Georgia. Mr. Kemp's victory means he will face the Democrats' Stacey Abrams in a rematch for governor in November. 4 years ago, Ms. Abrams claimed Mr. Kemp suppressed the black vote in order to win. A judge suspended the Biden administration's reversal of a pandemic health measure that allows for the swift expulsion of illegal migrants back across the Mexican border. Amid a new surge in border crossings, Republican states have sued to keep the measure, known as Title 42, in place. In Britain, the final report from Sue Gray, a senior civil servant, into parties held at Downing Street during lockdowns was released after police investigations ended. She levelled criticisms at senior political and official leadership, concluding that many of the gatherings were not in line with COVID guidance at the time. The report also indirectly criticised Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, for failures of leadership and judgment. A judge in Argentina agreed to a deal that means the president, Alberto Fernandez, will pay a donation to a vaccine research institute so that legal proceedings against him for allegedly breaching lockdown rules are dropped. Mr. Fernandez's partner threw a birthday party at the president's official residence in July 2020. A police raid on a favela in Rio de Janeiro resulted in the deaths of 21 people. Police said all but one of the fatalities were members of a drug gang who were resisting an attempt to arrest their leaders.